Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielma, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio, 93.5. Lodse, Derek Piper. Got some more Brad Underwood coming up, including our buddy Jim Mattson from Peoria asked the question, will Kofi coming back, how will that affect Omar Payne, and will they play together? Well, I won't tell you what Brad said, but you can hear that at the bottom of the hour. We're going to play a little more Brad Underwood, let you get the rest of that media scrum, if you will, with that. But Derek Piper, we have time now to chat about other things. We talked a little bit about the TBT. I hate it for Mike LaTulip. Hated it for the guys. I know Brandon Paul tweeted out, you know, I really let you down, Illinois Nation. I'm sorry. He could not find a shot. There were probably four wide open threes that Brandon Paul, and you know this from playing basketball, sometimes the wide open ones will get in your head because it's like, okay, I'm supposed to make this, as opposed to the ones that are being challenged and you go ahead and knock it down. So Brandon did not play very well. Mike Dom didn't play very well. The entire team, really, minus Ray Rice. Nana Egwu played pretty well. Hit a couple threes. So, but it was just, they just didn't. It stunk, too, because I was really looking forward to watching House of Pain and hope that they could at least make it through this Illinois regional with a bunch of Illinois fans in attendance, but it just didn't happen. So I guess back to the drawing board for Mike LaTulip.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate, where I thought that he did a pretty nice job of assembling and upgrading the talent, where you didn't get Revonte last year because he was playing overseas, and Brandon decided that he wasn't going to play with that team. And just the thought of that backcourt with Felice and Ray and Brandon, and just think about the strength and the athleticism and their ability to really bully people. Then to go with just the shot making that Mike Dom possesses, and clearly it wasn't there in this game, and that's unfortunate. Unfortunate that Andres couldn't be there. I know they tried everything they could to get him, even at some point later on in the tournament, hoping maybe they could advance and he'd be able to show up in a later round. But it stinks.
It does.
It stinks, and a lot of buildup for a single elimination type of scenario, and you're not able to pull it off. So I know, and with Brandon, and last year was, he got some flack on Twitter for not rolling with House of Pain and then go out in the first round. But does it change the fact that he dropped 40 plus on Ohio State here?
No. You know,
Champaign, or he went out and beat Gonzaga, which prior to last season was the last win against a top 10 team on the road. No, it doesn't change any of that.
Yeah.
Look, Illini fans will be excited when it rolls around again. And this team deserves that excitement. Is it the biggest thing in the world?
No.
No.
But it's fun.
It's still cool to see some of those.
It is.
Those names that you haven't seen in a while, or players that are overseas.
Yep.
And to kind of have that rooting interest was a great thing last year. It's unfortunate what happened this year, but they'll be back.
Mm-hmm. The Love kid that joined the team, he wasn't very good. Did you even?
Who's that?
I don't know. It was a big, tall dude named Love. He had a ponytail. He had had the Michael Finke kind of look. Yeah, he wasn't very good.
Kevin Love?
No, I don't think it was.
Not Kevin Love.
If that was Kevin Love, he's really regressed. Or is that the right word? Kurt said, you know, they didn't have much depth, but of course, losing Felice, Andres Felice would have played the whole game. You never take him out. But anyway, I don't want to spend all day on TBT. It was a tough loss hopefully they'll be able to battle back next year. And they just, to me, it seemingly lost a lot of momentum on the TBT and House of Pain, but hopefully they'll be able to kind of get that rolling again next year and make a run at that. Real quick, you saw Jaden Epps, you saw Jaden Shute, you saw
Braden Huff,
you saw a bunch of guys. The Mullins Illinois Wolves team won the Under Armour national title, including Jalen Quinn and Shute and those guys. So your overall takeaway from Indy, Jaden Epps is pretty good, isn't he?
Jaden Epps is really darn good. To be able to,
I like that.
And you could talk about whether Kansas was all in on getting him at the same time. But look, I mean, that's how recruiting works sometimes. You don't apologize for, you know, being able to beat a team like that when maybe he's not their A-list priority, or maybe they're just not ready in a position to press for him. But they pulled him in for an official visit last month. So did NC State.
Yep.
He was a former, and I forgot to mention this in the first hour, he's a former Providence commit. And Ed Cooley was watching his game against Reggie Bass and saw him just put on an absolute show. He had to be the – that had to hurt. Like, I saw Ed, like, saw that he was there. I was like, man.
What happened there?
He committed early.
Okay.
And then just wanted an opportunity to look elsewhere.
Okay.
He didn't really seem to be considering Providence after that. I don't know what necessarily happened, but – He got convinced to open his options up and had some very, very good ones, particularly Illinois and Kansas. So he is for a team and a program that's had high-level guard play the last couple of years and has really been a key. Not that, you know, having a 7-foot mammoth and Kofi hasn't changed the game either, but high-level guard play has been hand-in-hand with Illinois' success. And having him waiting in the wings,
nice.
Whether it's playing, you hope at least a year playing with Curbelo, but ultimately taking the keys after that, he's a big-time talent.
And Jaden Shute's a real deal. He's getting looks from Duke, Michigan State, Iowa, Wisconsin, Illinois, of course.
Yep. And teams like Gonzaga, North Carolina, Texas are interested and tracked him throughout the weekend.
Okay. And he was really good.
Yeah, I kind of laughed talking to some coaches and like, what do you think? I said, like, I work for 24/7 Sports. That's who I am employed by. We don't have him within the top 100. I'm a little embarrassed. We need to fix that. I don't make the rankings. Like, Eric Bossy and those guys in Nashville do a great job. It's a tough.
Oh, I wouldn't want to do that.
Project to undertake of, all right, go out there and know every player in the country.
Exactly.
But no, I can put the text in or my opinion in. I tweeted it yesterday. He's the best player in the state, in my opinion, as far as 2022.
Okay.
So that includes Braden Huff, his teammate, who I think is a very good player. You don't want to see him at Wisconsin.
Right.
Because he'll fit along the lines of a Kaminsky, Ethan
Fair
Happ.
Enough. Fair enough.
That makes you hurt. And then also A.J. Casey.
Yeah.
Who's very talented, physically gifted, hasn't been as productive as you would have hoped throughout the spring and summer. Shute is just an incredible shooter, maybe as good as anybody. He is as good as anybody that I've seen as far as shot-making-wise.
I would enjoy watching his game.
Oh, yeah. To go with the fact that he has like a 40-inch vertical.
That's incredible. Somebody asked on the U of I Line and Link text line about A.J. Casey and wondered if Illinois kind of backed off in recruiting him. Was he on the Illinois Wolves? No, he's on
Mean Streets.
That's right. So you didn't see, he wasn't there this weekend, but, or was he?
He wasn't. He was down at Peach Jam.
Oh, Peach Jam. Okay.
And I did get a chance to see him in Birmingham the first weekend July and saw him a lot in June when he was playing with Whitney Young. And it's just a guy that has a lot of physical tools, like being able to be 6'8", 6'9", as long as he is. To play with, I mean, there are times where he goes up and his head's above the rim. At the same time, I think that there are some consistency issues.
Fair.
As far as his motor to play all out all the time. And he, at times, has tried to be more of a facilitator, not really as assertive as you would want in terms of, you know, if you're a top 50 guy, you got to be able to get buckets. You got to be able to take over a game.
Yep.
I still think he has great upside.
Okay.
But as far as Illinois goes, it will be interesting because of Tim Anderson's ties to Mean Streets, you got to imagine that there's going to be some kind of, you know, want to be involved there. Illinois's exactly. been involved.
Right.
I just think that mutual interest, in my opinion, is fairly questionable. I think that you could have said that even before he maybe has had some questions with his play, because there were times where, as far as AJ's interest in Illinois, some out there just like, is Illinois really in it? Like, okay. Sometimes he'd list schools like who are really involved and he wouldn't mention Illinois. They'd be one of the last teams he would mention. I just don't know that I see those two sides pairing up.
Fair enough.
If I were to predict it right now, I would think he's going to go to Ohio State or Michigan.
Okay.
And if he realizes his potential, he's going to be a problem. Like, he's going to be
right.
a very good player. Right now, I just don't see it being him in Illinois.
That was a great answer. So that is on A.J. Casey, another kid that would be, he'll be a senior this year in high school. So, all right, so that's kind of a rundown from AAU. And, of course, Jalen Quinn from Tuscola, you got a chance to see him play. You like his game. I know Northwestern offered a lot of mid-majors offering. So it just seems like he continues to rise. Does that make sense? I mean, he just continues to do what he has to do or what he needs to do to keep getting his name out there for these high major coaches to finally say, you know what, he's worth taking a chance with.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be on a team that wins mm-hmm. as much as the Wolves won in July says a lot. To be 15-1 and to win the Under Armour Finals and be their starting point guard and be setting up Jaden Shute and set up Braden Huff and just to... For someone that plays at Tuscola, and look, Jaden Shute has this same where he's playing right. 1A basketball and
your
coaches want to see
yes.
them play against other high major or mid major quality of talent. You get that opportunity in AAU as much as you may question how structured a certain. Now, I'd say the Wolves are a different level or just in a different category because they run offense. Like they play really well together. They're unselfish. It's not just, this is my turn to take a shot, this is your turn to take a shot type
Fair
of
enough.
Possession to possession. But to the point on him is, yeah, again, all you hear about is mid-majors would fight each other to have him.
Yes.
They might end up doing that with in terms of like official visits go. And then you have someone like Northwestern that is in the mix with an offer. Butler's in there. And then some other Big Ten interests. He's definitely on some radars.
Ryan said, Juice Thompson was so non-existent that Lon forgot that he even played. No, I do. I mean, Juice was exactly what I thought Juice would be. Michael Thompson on the TBT game. He hit a three. He did okay.
Did Jalen Tate play?
Jalen did not play.
At all?
Uh-uh. Kipper Nichols maybe played. I don't even remember seeing Jalen there. Tate.
Mm.
And Kipper played maybe a minute?
A minute was long enough for Twitter to light up a little
bit. Was.
I saw.
I mean, he came in the game.
He wasn't very good.
Not quite all his fault, but it seemed like right when he came in the game, House of Pain had like four straight turnovers. And it was like, okay. Yeah, it was. I don't know. Poor Kip. Oh, well. We'll move on. Let's talk football. Let's talk Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
You, as a Bears fan, had to have been holding out hope throughout this entire process that you're going to eventually hear that Aaron Rodgers has worked his way out of Green Bay and there's been a trade, and he will now play for, name a team, the San Francisco 49ers. That is not the case. It seems as though Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers have come to some mutual agreement on his contract that may even allow him to show up tomorrow at team camp, mini camp. Your thoughts, Derek Piper, on the fact that you have to face 12 again twice.
It hurts.
Two more, baby.
It really does. I was thoroughly enjoying all of this offseason drama. And as I got to see a fellow media member and Joey Wagner sit in this seat that I'm in last week and have to squirm a little bit about maybe not seeing him play with the Packers anymore and just life after Aaron Rodgers and having a draft pick that has some questions around him in Jordan Love. But now he's going to be back, and there's you got that whole Last Dance narrative.
I wish you could have seen your face right there. You like and paused and you stared up into the sky. You're like, but now he's going to be back. And it was almost like you're just, you're like thanking. I wish I would have known what the bubble was above your head. Yeah. Like, ah, crap.
I know. That's what it is, ultimately. Now, I'm not sitting that, here that I thought we were going to win the division.
No, I get it.
Or go super far without him in the mix. Like, he just... He has our number. Like, he just owns us, and it's ridiculous. And I do like to see some of the turmoil in Green Bay, and I don't think they. I do think that some of that is deserved as far as going towards the organization and not setting them up, setting him up in the best position possible to be able to win more than one Super Bowl for someone that's been a generational type of quarterback. At the same time, it's kind of funny that Rodgers has pulled this Brett Favre-ian offseason with the will I or won't I got this rift. I might the stuff he might retire. I never bought any of that.
No.
Like he's not gonna retire.
No.
And then all of a sudden it's no, actually he's gonna show up day one in the training camp. It's like, okay, they're gonna win the division again, which I was confident enough that here's the best way to do this if you're a Bears fan. Just bet the Packers. Bet on the Packers.
Good call.
You have your heart in the Bears, and you know it's going to be shattered. Just line your pocket a little bit.
Win some money.
With some Packers money. So I bet the Packers to win the division today.
That'll show them.
It was out there at minus 110. Just paid the little juice or whatnot.
I love it.
Should be inevitable.
It should
be the easiest money out there.
I love that. I think it's a great idea to do it that way, because then when Green Bay ultimately wins the division, at least you won some money. So why not?
Sure.
Did you see the Instagram post or...
You're talking about the Last Dance?
Yeah.
With Jordan and Pippen. Well, you got Devontae Adams in the last year of his deal, not coming to a long-term agreement. You got the reports now. It sounds like Rodgers is going to have control as far as 2022 and 23.
Got it.
Is that going to be like full-on opt-out mode? Like he can say whether or not he's done with the Packers after this year or not?
It's going to be weird. See, now, when I first looked at the picture without realizing the Last Dance thing, I thought, are they just throwing something out like, almost like, hey, we're both going to end up with the Bears, with the Chicago connection? And then Andrew was like, no, Dad, it's the Last Dance. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I like your version better.
Yeah. I thought, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm like, oh, wait, they want to come play in Chicago.
Let me pose this question to you. Are they the biggest challenger to the Bucks in the NFC if 12 is back and obviously Devontae Adams, if they are at their full strength with that construction, if he's there from day one of training camp throughout, are they the biggest challenger to the Bucks?
It's nobody in the NFC East. The Redskins have a gigantic defense that's going to be fun to watch them get after every quarterback, but I do not even know who their quarterback is. Is it
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Is it Ryan Fitzpatrick? I kind of like that dude. Nobody in the East. So now you're talking New Orleans is without Breeze. I don't trust. What's his name?
Taysom Hill or Jameis Winston? Either one.
Either one. I don't trust. Atlanta, no. They're doing some things. I love their tight end, though. Can't wait to draft him in fantasy.
Kyle Pitts.
Carolina, no.
It's probably whether you are choosing Green Bay or the Rams.
The Rams or the Niners. Yeah.
Or Niners.
I don't think the Seahawks. I think it's either the Niners or Rams coming out of the West. And, yeah, so yes, I would say Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. I think if you took Aaron Rodgers and put him on 10 teams, all of a sudden they would be the team to at least, I'm talking 10 NFC teams. They would be the team to challenge Tampa. Can Tampa do that again? Can Tom Brady do that again?
Everybody back. Everybody.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to think that how Tom Brady. Did you see his tweet the other day?
No.
I don't even know what he said, but he's holding. How many has he won? Eight?
Whatever
it
is.
It's obnoxious, but it was funny. He's a fun follow on Twitter, by the way. He is that guy that has lived every guy's life, right? He's handsome. He played the underdog role.
Yep.
Coming out of Michigan as a, you know, sixth round pick in the NFL. He has the ultimate in the, well, I'll show you. And then he's won all these titles. His wife is beautiful. He's got all the amount of money that you would need. He could do anything he wants. And he's actually a cool dude. I mean, I don't know him, but he seems to be a cool dude. He's right. Funny. I mean, he just, it's almost as though he doesn't take life serious. I mean, he's throwing the Super Bowl trophy to Rob Gronkowski or whatever in the middle of a golf. Like, if that thing misses, it's gone. Yeah, I mean, somebody's going to have to pay a lot of money for a dive team to go down. There's just something about Tom Brady that I wish I hated. But in a way, I'm like, well, kudos, Tom. I'm tipping my hat to you, man, because you have had a better, cooler life than me. It's just that simple.
He's actually, and I've always liked Tom Brady, but he's, for those that haven't, particularly during his Patriots run, he's gotten more likable
since he's gone
to Tampa.
Totally agree.
And he's allowed.
Totally agree.
He's taking a couple of buttons off and kind of be a little bit more loose, more fun.
I think you're saying it perfectly right there.
And more relatable too. Like you see drunk Tom Brady after he wins the Super Bowl and he's down the parties in Tampa. Like, how could you not like that dude?
He's coming off the boat and they're like literally trying to guide him around. They have like a racetrack, you know, like you've got to go this way, Tom. Yeah, there you go. Now you're going in the right direction. I think you nailed it right there with the idea that he got away from the Patriots and then he's able to just kind of be himself. Yeah. I agree. And I was happy for Bruce Arians. I did not mind Tampa winning that Super Bowl last year. But in a weird way, I was like, it can't be this easy for a guy to just continue to win Super Bowls. It can't be.
Shouldn't be.
My team, my franchise has never won one. And he's got 8 or whatever he has. I'm like, you cannot win another one. You're not allowed. Done.
Yeah, I'm 30, and my team's been there once, and we didn't win.
Both of us have been there once and not won. And then this dude's walking around with like 8 rings. There should be a rule enacted this year in the NFL that just states simply, Tom Brady is not allowed to win the Super Bowl. Done. That's it. That's the rule. You can make it as far as the NFC Championship game. You can even make the Super Bowl. You are not allowed to win it. To answer your question, yes. I think if you put whatever team Aaron Rodgers is on has a chance. It's that simple to me. And I don't know enough about Green Bay right now because I don't. It's hard enough to follow Arizona in the free agency, let alone what Green Bay has done to boost their team this season. But I would assume with him there, they're going to be a team to beat. And I'm with you on that division for sure. Is it kind of funny for you? I like that we're talking NFL.
I was going to say this.
We need to talk more NFL.
As I don't love the Rodgers news, but I've liked to see it go even further off the rails. No show at training camp. Rumors that he's actually going to go to Denver.
Yes.
As much as this hurts me about what my team's going to look like this year, I love that we're talking NFL.
I do too.
I'm all in on
this. All of a sudden, he's hanging around Mark Chimura. You're like, oh boy. No, but that was bad. But I do. I love talking NFL, and you and I always talk to each other outside of the show about how we need to talk more NFL, and then we never do, hardly. Like, we hardly talk enough about it. So I like this idea. I think we need to continue to talk more NFL as we go, and we will, because that season's not far away. What, September 12 or something? I'm going to be
Sounds
in Nashville.
Right. That's going to be great.
About a week after we purchased those tickets, Julio Jones decides to join the Tennessee Titans, and I'm like, no.
The wide receiver talent on the field that game is
AJ Brown, DeAndre Hopkins, Julio Jones.
And a week one AJ Green. He's going to be healthy.
He'll be good that game, right? And the Cardinals have 0 secondary. So that could be, and then you got Derrick Henry running downhill at you the entire game.
Yeah.
That's not going to be fun. I told Andrew.
That over is going to be like 58.5.
Did you know the FanDuel has spreads out already for NFL?
I did.
That game. Oh, this. I know what I was going to ask you about the Bears. Cardinals are +3 in that game, which I thought early on was a little bit too nice to Arizona. I'm thinking more of a +6 in that game, but we'll see. All right. So with Fields joining the Bears, how has it changed your look at this season? For instance, you want to win. Don't get me wrong. I know you want to win. You want to win a division. You want to make the playoffs. are you going to allow yourself to just kind of be okay with what happens this year, knowing that you're developing finally what we think? And that's a big if. I mean, who knows if Fields is going to end up being as good as we think. Are you going to allow yourself to just kind of relax and say, hey, because it's kind of like, I always do this, and I'm sorry to everybody, but there's a lot of parallel there with Kyler Murray in Arizona. When he first started with Arizona, I honestly, the first year I was like, I'm just going to enjoy him. I don't care how many games we win. I want to see how good he can be. Where is he going to take this franchise? Is that kind of how you feel about Fields?
Absolutely. My dream is that watching Fields would be like watching Justin Herbert last year.
Yeah, good call.
Where your team's not necessarily even winning, and that could even be good for getting a good draft pick the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
But just to watch him ball out and to see encouraging signs for the future, especially with 12 back in Green Bay, I have no expectations of going anywhere.
No.
And we're going to start Andy Dalton for a few too many games. And I guess to answer your question
about
my sense of peace internally, I'm not going to pretend like it's going to be week 3 or week 4. I'm going to come on these airwaves and say, it's time to bench Andy Dalton. He stinks, not good enough.
Let's
just play Fields. But other than that, it's just going to be about hoping to see some encouraging signs for the future and hoping to see, although not entirely confident or too hopeful of a competent head coach in Matt Nagy anything beyond that. It's really about just seeing Fields.
It will not take long for you to realize what a decent quarterback could do for your team, right? You guys have been beaten down for so long not having a good quarterback. And all of a sudden you'll be like, that looked easy. Like, is it supposed to be that easy? That looked really easy. Whereas in the past, good luck with Trubisky and
Nick Foles Mike Glennon.
Oh, the neck. Mike Glennon, man. That's awesome. Marcus in Colorado says, more Illini, please. We got to talk NFL on occasion, though.
Absolutely.
We have to. We have to do that. I'm ready to talk some college football. I'm ready to get that going. We didn't get a chance to tackle it. Let's talk a little bit tomorrow because I want to play, speaking of Illinois, I want to play some more Brad Underwood. He's got a great bite coming up on how Kofi coming back will affect Omar Payne and can they play together. So you're going to hear that plus some more Brad Underwood, but we didn't get a chance to really talk about Texas and Oklahoma. Basically, they just have said, we're done with the media rights after, 2025?
Yes.
So when that deal expires, we're out. I don't think we're going to be sitting here for the next 4 years watching Texas and Oklahoma in the Big 12. I don't think, obviously it's not going to happen this year, but I think give it another 2 years and those teams will be in the SEC. I just don't think it'll take till 2025.
Yeah.
And I think the SEC, I think I heard somebody today say the SEC will just say, all right, what's the penalty? $75 million? Here it is. Done. We got them now. And then it'll be interesting to see then what do those teams in the Big 12 do. And I know there was a report that Kansas.
I was going to say, that's what we really need to be talking about.
Yes.
Kansas's path to the Big 10.
Ugh.
Let's make it happen.
So if you took Kansas and Iowa State?
That's what they're talking about as far as institutions that have the academics.
Okay.
That the Big Ten would want, and then also some intriguing athletic qualities. Kansas, of course, basketball, horrible in football. Horrible,
right,
but that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The basketball matchups would be epic.
Oh.
I was finding myself in an AAU dream, just dreaming of a home and away year, Illinois, Kansas.
You get to go to Fog.
Yeah, the thought of Kansas going and playing at Assembly Hall against Indiana or meeting up with Michigan and Michigan State. But then I thought, this might be up to Kevin Warren to get done.
Oh, boy.
Maybe not entirely, but I was then very brought back to earth and like, okay, something's going to go wrong.
Every other conference sees Kevin Warren, and this is what they think of the Big Ten. We suck. That's exactly what they think. How about Oklahoma State and Kansas? How tasty would that be? Brad going down to Oklahoma State again?
Yeah. I'd be good with that. He wouldn't want that.
He wouldn't want that. I don't blame him.
Kansas and Kansas State?
Yeah. That's not bad.
Kansas State's not super sexy or anything.
You wonder if Kansas State would push to do that if Kansas... I don't know that they're a natural rivalry. Well, I mean, they are a natural. That's exactly what they are. They're a natural rivalry. I don't know if Kansas maybe looks at others as a bigger blip in the road, if you will. But, yeah, you wonder what would happen. But you're right, man. Getting Kansas in the Big Ten, let's go.
It would be a beautiful thing for Big Ten basketball.
There is no way at that point I would understand how I would keep track of the conference. You'd almost have to split it, wouldn't you, in basketball even? I know we already do that in football. You'd almost have to, wouldn't you?
An East and West
kind of thing. Yeah. Maybe we should explore that. Okay. How would you split the Big Ten? We'll do that tomorrow. That'd be kind of a cool segment. If you added Kansas and, let's say, Iowa State, how would you split the Big Ten basketball-wise? Are you going leaders and legends? That's a joke. How would you split to make it fair in the Big Ten? I think that'd be cool.
Because if you go east and west, the east gets Penn State and Rutgers.
Yeah.
The west could be tough. Although, obviously, you split down the middle. Ohio State, Michigan.
Yeah, that'd be the interesting.
Maryland. Yeah. I mean, you got some good teams on that side. But Illinois, think about it. Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, Kansas.
Nebraska.
And Nebraska stinks, but.
Iowa State.
Yeah.
Purdue. Like, I would rather keep the Purdue-Indiana rivalries. Yeah, well, let's explore that tomorrow.
All right.
I think that'd be kind of cool. Maybe you and I tonight, we could do a little homework and say, if that had to happen, this is how I'd break it. I'd break it down. Let's do that. All right. That's good. That good stuff there. So, again, Texas, Oklahoma, eventually they're out. And they're going to join the SEC. I don't know what's going to happen to the Big 12. I have no idea if they'll then go and try to get Houston. They'll try to pull BYU. Just things like that, I guess. I don't know what else they would do, but it's certainly going to crush that conference. There's no doubt. All right, Brad Underwood, when we come back, talking about Kofi and his return and what it means for this roster. He also dives into more of the roster. We'll listen to that when we return. Your texts continue at the U of I Alani Link text line at 359-2255. It is The Drive. Reliable Mechanical has been providing quality service to the Champaign-Urbana community since 1902. That's right. I said 1902. That's before the radio was even invented. And they're still proving today, 120 years later, that a commitment to superior service will always be a timeless and successful business plan. Trust the guys who've been doing this for over a century at 1411 Interstate Drive in Champaign or online at reliable-mechanical.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. We're back with John Maxwell's Live to Lead this year at the iHotel. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. Let's get inspired and shake off the cobwebs from our brains after a very tough year. We will be in the new large conference room at the iHotel Friday, October 8th. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy tickets for you and for your whole team. Every attendee will receive a copy of my new book that will be published this year. Buy your tickets and come and get inspired with me, HabibHabib.com.
Hi, it's Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile. And you've heard me talk about the terrific experience I've had working with my Profile health coach. I had no idea when I talked with the team at Profile by Sanford that I could lose 65 pounds within 6 or 8 months. I got to my goal and I'm staying there. Profile provides members like me so many great tools to keep the weight off. Don't wait. Call Profile by Sanford at 217-403-9080. Use the promo code DD for Diane Ducey for that special discount. Visit ProfilePlan.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Honey, we need that new refrigerator. Remember, you promised.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
Excuse me? The other day you were really bummed and stressed all to pieces.
That was when you said you wanted to go to the lumberyard. But now we're going to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Dennis Regan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Do you dread making a new appliance purchase?
Boy, I sure was. You ever been in a big box store? Getting someone to help is like,
hello.
And how about service after the sale with reliable technicians?
I honestly didn't think that existed anymore.
Well, Dick Van Dyke has you covered.
Like nobody else. Honey, we can't just stop with a refrigerator. I want to get a new range, dishwasher, maybe a microwave.
Sure thing, but I planned on going to Dick Van Dyke. The lumber yard is for that new deck I need you to build.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. We're back with John Maxwell's Live to Lead this year at the iHotel. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy your tickets. Let's get inspired and shake off the cobwebs from our brains after a very tough year. We will be in the new large conference room at the iHotel Friday, October 8th. Go to HabibHabib.com and buy tickets for you and for your whole team. Every attendee will receive a copy of my new book that will be published this year. Buy your tickets and come and get inspired with me. HabibHabib.com.
We sure appreciate hearing from our listeners wanting to tap into all the fair festivities throughout the month of July. Stevie J Broadcasting is sending friends with free passes to events every night.
Every night.
Text in the word FAIR to get qualified to win at 217-359-2255.
Text in to win.
That's 217-359-CALL. A summer treat for you and a friend. As we enjoy the Champaign County Fair, as you support area students with their FFA livestock shows and projects at Kessler Hall, as well as the fair food and rides on the Midway. Preschool kids can enjoy Monday the 26th at the Champaign County Fair with rides from 10 a.m. till noon. Then the Cincinnati Circus shows, the harness races, and unlimited ride wristbands will be featured on Tuesday. Then gearheads can enjoy the motorcycle races midweek and the monster trucks Thursday. Friday's Demolition Derby and Saturday's Tractor Pulls will complete our Champaign County Fair experience in Urbana. Enjoy being a part of it.
Randy Graham at Curtis Orchard is hiring.
This is the time of year that we're looking for enthusiastic, energetic employees for our family business. We were voted recently one of the best places to work in Champaign-Urbana, and I think it's because we really do form a family. Our employees enjoy interacting with the public to greet our guests. It's an important position anytime you're an employee at our business because you represent our family. She's caring for people and giving them a great experience while they're out at the farm. You can visit CurtisOrchard.com and apply online.
PDR Automotive has been in business since 1973. That's 12 presidential elections. PDR can service your vehicle, whether it's powered by gasoline, diesel fuel, hybrid, or totally electric. Change is inevitable, but one thing you can always count on being consistent is PDR and their ability to service your vehicle no matter what you drive. Specializing in advanced electrical systems. Online at PDRauto.com. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Berkey's, your local Kubota dealer at 2202 South High Cross Road in Urbana.
Hey, this hour of The Drive is brought to you by Rector Construction. Rector is the reliable roofing, construction, and remodeling company in Central Illinois. From roofing to siding to custom designs and remodels, Rector is the team that you can trust to get the job done right. Giving back to the community is their key mission, as their main desire is to better help the Champaign-Urbana area. Visit their website today, rectorconstruction.com, to see their full list of services, or call or text them today, 217-281-7000. That's 217-281-7000.
Brad Underwood, coming up, not live, but he talked to you guys in the media. We'll do that after we hear from Game Day Spirit, Max Twin City, and those Redbirds.
Throughout the decades, so many Cardinals have made their mark with unique nicknames on this organization. And on Friday, July 30th, we celebrate a few of those players with a mystery alumni nickname jersey, courtesy of Maryvale University. That night, 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, receive a mystery jersey featuring an alumni nickname. Fans won't know which player nickname they'll receive until they walk through the gates. For tickets or details, visit cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals baseball, time to fly.
Summer is winding down, but there's still time to take advantage of great deals on Illini merchandise at Game Day Spirit. Save big on official Big Ten championship apparel, now 50% off. Stop by their campus location for the Champaign Center Partnerships 13 Thursdays and get 20% off any regular priced item, or buy one t-shirt and get two more free. You won't want to miss these deals and more at Game Day Spirit. Located on Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
Hi, it's Diane Ducey with my friends at Profile. And you've heard me talk about the terrific experience I've had working with my Profile health coach. I had no idea when I talked with the team at Profile by Sanford that I could lose 65 pounds within 6 or 8 months. I got to my goal and I'm staying there. Profile provides members like me so many great tools to keep the weight off. Don't wait. Call Profile by Sanford at 217-403-9080. Use the promo code DD for Diane Ducey for that special discount. Visit ProfilePlan.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Max Kellerman. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Heated all of a sudden. Piper's help.
But you're right.
You always calm me down, which is always nice. I appreciate that. I do. All right. You guys met with Brad Underwood. When I say guys, I mean guys and girls. I hope people understand that. But you all met with Brad Underwood. And one of the questions we're going to start with, and that's the idea that Kofi is back. How does that affect a guy like Omar Payne, who, Derek, before we knew Kofi was coming back, that was a nice little thing to know you still had Omar Payne in your grasp, in other words. I mean, that would have lessened that blow quite a bit. Now, obviously, we're all excited to have Kofi back, but certainly that was big on Omar Payne's part to say, I'm coming to Illinois.
Needed it.
Huge.
When Kofi was at one point, honestly, in doubt of coming back to Illinois, and then Georgie's going pro, mm-hmm. You needed someone that was going to be able to fill that void, and the fact that he's played at the high major level, the fact that he has attributes. Now, production-wise, hasn't been
right
quite where you want him to be for a starting center, but his athleticism, his ability to protect the rim are things that are proven and that he has shown. Offensively, he has more room to grow, but it's a really nice piece. And I know rankings probably don't matter now that you're in your third year of college, but he was a former top 50 recruit, someone that had a lot of upside when he was coming out of high school, and especially as a backup to Kofi. I mean,
huge.
That is a luxury to have, and maybe even some potential, as Brad talks about, to play together.
Well, here he is, Brad Underwood.
Omar's been sensational. Quick twitch athlete. They're completely different in terms of their styles, and elite runner and elite wingspan. And I think that I've been very impressed with the fact that I didn't see him shoot jump shots a lot in the past. And he's a very, very good jump shooter. And so he's got a skill set that I'm excited about. I think we can play both those guys together because they are different. And that'll happen.
Is Kofi the last piece to the roster puzzle, or are you still?
Yeah, we're done. We'll keep one open.
So you tell Seth that you were surprised he withdrew from the draft. Like, when did you think this was a possibility that he would be back?
Yeah, probably not until he called, to be very honest. I mean, everything that and I understand they've got to make people feel like they're all in, and they are, and they go through every detail and every aspect of the process. And I truly thought that he would stay in, and he did a great job of convincing me of that and our staff. And and yet you understand that there's always that chance. And it's very similar to what Io's situation was last year. I didn't think Io was coming back until that very last moment. So again, very thorough in his process, very listened to a lot of people that gave him a lot of pros and cons, and then he sat down and made a decision which he felt was best for his future. And the positive thing is that affected us in a really positive way.
When was that call?
Oh, you're going to ask me a date. I don't know. I mean, I think July 1 he had to enter the portal. July 6th or 7th was that. So it was right around the July 1 date when he knew that he had to go into the portal.
What was that like for you, Brad? Kind of your reaction. Where were you when you got the call from him that he was coming back? And that was maybe the final piece to what had been kind of a long offseason. How did you celebrate that or react to that?
I was on a plane recruiting, and I had a really nice bottle of wine. I don't do social media. I literally, my daughter texted me and said he's back. And so, you know, you're it's the world we're in today. We get things instantaneously over social media, and sometimes we're the last to know. But I think the it's a great feeling. You know, it makes you feel good that you're doing a lot of right things, and you know, we're here to help, and that Kofi believes in that and believes in us.
What advantage do you have?
No. We were working it. We didn't know. We were working it. We were trying extremely hard, and you know, it becomes those last minute. You know, Io gave me 2 minutes and called and said, I'm dropping something right now, and I did backflips, and I was equally as excited for Kofi's return.
What advantage do you see of leaving that scholarship open, maybe with the roster you have, maybe the flexibility it gives you?
Yeah, there's a lot of advantages to that. You know, I think that, you know, we could see, you know, we were seeing a lot of reclassification of kids, you know, from one class to the next. You're seeing young guys leave a semester from prep schools or different schools and become available a semester. You got an opportunity to have the flexibility to bring a guy in a semester if you need to do that, and know that one, he could play, or secondly, he could just be a part of practice in your strength and conditioning program. So I think it's an arm benefit to leave a scholarship open.
What's the biggest advantage, Brad, in that
Believe me, and it's a huge advantage. I mean, I think that's one of the things we're going to find in the transfer portal, is, you know, you're going to want to stay old, and you know, obviously the two super seniors are old. Austin Hutcherson's return; he's an older guy. Jacob's an older guy. You know, there's a lot of advantage to having guys who've been in a weight program, who've been in a lot of practices. Trent and DeMonte have been in 100 plus games. You're talking about guys that have a lot of experience, and there's tremendous value in that. You start looking around the culture of the Big Ten and how many freshmen actually played. And, you know, we had one that started every game. There was one in Michigan. You know, Purdue played a lot. Two or three freshmen, but very, very few freshmen truly walk into the highest levels and impact. And so it's an advantage to stay old, and you start looking at national championship teams, and they become your teams that are a little older.
When Io first came back last year, I noticed his strength and the development he had made. Anything with Kofi, you know, as he's been working on his game or his body, that you've noticeably been different? I know it's still early since he first got here.
Yeah, I mean, I did, you know, the one thing I was really pleased with today was his conditioning. You know, I wasn't sure, you know, what he had done conditioning wise, but we did a little up and down stuff today, and he fit right in. And his retention was great from a year ago. And again, you're talking about a guy. One of the beautiful things about upperclassmen is they get to play against their peers with the most experience, with the most confidence, because they're an upperclassman. They've been through it, and that was very evident today with Kofi, just his mental approach.
From the freshmen and transfers, especially, you know, Austin Hutchinson was kind of a mystery to a lot of people athletically. Where is he at after his back injury?
Yeah, Hutch has been fabulous. The most important thing for Hutch is he's healthy. And you know, young man who tried his hardest last year to be able to help us, and would have helped us a great deal had he been healthy. But we're talking about a guy with a 42-inch vertical. We're talking about a guy who can play 1, 2, or 3. We're talking about a guy that is a very, very good shooter. And that was missed last year. We missed him on both sides of the court. A guy that in his first year off with us was really an integral part of being able to help Io get better in terms of guarding him defensively. And so I'm excited about his return. We're all ultimately concerned about his health, and he's been phenomenal to this point and very healthy. So a guy that's a very good player, and we're excited about.
That is Brad Underwood, of course, meeting with the media last week.
And Lauren Tate's phone going off in the
was
background.
Was that Lauren?
Yep.
I love it. You got to love Lauren. And he doesn't care. Does he even worry about, like, does he try, you know, how, like, your phone goes off in the, like, it's happened here on the show. And I'll, like, panic to grab it, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Lauren's probably just really calm, reaches down, grabs the phone, looks who's calling, waits a second, then he finally mutes it. You know, I mean, because it's Lauren. He can do what he wants.
Exactly.
It's exactly.
When you're a legend, you can do whatever you want.
It's your world. We're here in it. Austin Hutchinson. We got to go here in a second, but Brad Underwood was just asked about him. I know you've said on the show he's an X factor. If he's as good as he could be, what would that mean for this team?
It would mean a ton. Now, I will preface by saying I haven't seen him be his best. That was happening during in-season practice, and you'd hear stories about how he would battle against Io, against Trent, and the kind of challenges he would present at times. I mean, he would win some of those battles at times when you wouldn't expect someone on the scout team to be able to do that. I haven't seen him in person playing in quite a while.
Right.
It would have been the fall of his sit-out year, and he needed to get stronger at that point. But, again, it's, as we've talked about, 6'6", really long, good athlete.
Yeah.
One of those on-the-road stories you heard about was he dunked on Luke Goody so hard that everyone had to make sure Luke was all right. Like, that happened this summer, which is – it's nothing against
poor Luke.
Luke.
That's like, my guy, yeah, man. Don't that's your dunking guy. That's on my guy. Bad.
But that's the kind of thing with Hutch in general. Even if you're one of those fans, and I understand it, if you're like, I got to see it on the court. I got to see it in a Division I game.
Totally.
I fully understand that. But just the fact that he's healthy and he has some of these tools that are really – encouraging and exciting. He could just be another piece in that backcourt where you have some of those smaller guards like Trent and Curbelo. And if Hutch is the real deal, that's going to be huge. It.
And sometimes not everybody's on fire one game, and you need just somebody that's athletic to go do something. Go get a rebound, go get a steal. Jacob Grandison did a lot of that last year. Go do something, Hutch. And those are the kind of games where he could really steal the spotlight and show how valuable he is to this team.
Yeah, I think he's also a guy that can go get his own shot, which is important, too, at times.
That's no doubt. All right, we didn't have any guests today.
We did not.
Tomorrow we'll try to break down a little bit of if teams came into the conference. I know all of you out there do not want Iowa State. Do not put Iowa State in this conference is what
this
I'm hearing.
This drives a lot of the conversation, though.
It does.
It's fun to kind of discuss.
We'll talk realignment and maybe even draft-wise. Like, if we each had a pick and we had to take the next team, how we would do that. So we'll do that tomorrow.
And Mike Mullins.
Oh, yeah, and Mike Mullins, Illinois Wolves. That's awesome. All right, we'll see everybody then. It's a drive.
A virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide Technologies in Champaign. The number is 359-8041.
Secure.
security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cybersecurity need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
When it comes to your family and their safety, security is always at the top of the list. Having a trustworthy and reliable security system is one of those things you just can't afford to get wrong. Barcom Security understands the threats you face. Why? Because they're local and family-owned. No corporate phone messages, no long wait times, no...